Our first reading is from the book of Deuteronomy. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land with flowing streams, with springs and underground waters welling up in valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land where you may eat bread without scarcity, where you lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron and from whose hills you may mine copper. You shall eat your fill and bless the Lord your God for the good land that he has given you. Take care that you do not forget the Lord your God by failing to keep his commandments, his ordinances, and his statutes, which I am commanding you today. When you have eaten your fill and have built fine houses and live in them, and when your herds and flocks have multiplied, and your silver and gold has multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, then do not exalt yourself, forgetting the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, who led you through the great and terrible wilderness, an arid wasteland with poisonous snakes and scorpions. He made water flow for you from flint rock, and fed you in the wilderness with manna that your ancestors did not know, to humble you and to test you, and in the end to do you good. Do not say to yourself, my power and the might of my own hand have gotten me this wealth. But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, so that he may confirm his covenant that he swore to your ancestors, as he is doing today. The word of the Lord.
Dear sisters and brothers, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So what do you think of when you think of Thanksgiving? Pie. All right. Pie. Good. What else?
Family.
What else?
Dishes.
Oh, no.
Thank God for dirty dishes.
Anything else?
Turkey.
4 days off. All right. All right, these are all good, and I'm glad with all these great answers, none of you gave the answer that I was hoping would not get said. Because I suspect that when we think of Thanksgiving, very few of us think of driving lessons. Specifically, those fancy, expensive schools that you can go to where they'll teach you race driving skills. You know, they put you in a $100,000 car for a few days and teach you how to go around the track. You ever heard of those? Well, this is the faith picture that I want you to have in mind for Thanksgiving Day. And if Moses were alive today, I think he would consider this idea of learning how to drive a Formula One car without killing yourself and say, yeah, that's a good image for what I was trying to tell you in Deuteronomy. Now, how does this work? What do I mean? Okay. In our first reading this morning, or this evening, Moses is getting the people of Israel ready to cross into the Promised Land. And this is a destination that the Lord has promised them will be beautiful, bountiful, and blessed. They will be prosperous there. They and all of their wealth will multiply there. That sounds great, doesn't it? And it will be great. Just like it would be great to strap yourself into some souped-up, high-powered race car and fly down the road. But, just like that driving experience, Moses knows that all these blessings that Israel is going to enjoy are both exhilarating and dangerous. And so with these words from Deuteronomy, he is giving them some racing lessons so that they can get behind the wheel of all of these blessings and not be quite so likely to wreck the whole thing. See, prosperity is a blessing. Now, we as Christians can and perhaps often should embrace a simpler form of life than we necessarily could afford. And some are indeed called by God to voluntary poverty. But we are still called to pray and desire and to work for all the blessings of God's good creation being able to be enjoyed by all people. Abundance is good. But abundance is also dangerous. Like a Formula One race car, it has to be handled in the right way, or it turns into a deadly weapon. So what does Moses say? He says, take care. Take care that you don't forget the Lord by failing to keep his commandments and ordinances and statutes. Do not exalt yourself, forgetting the Lord your God. Do not say to yourself, my power and the might of my own hand have gotten me all this wealth. That's the driving lesson. See, what Moses wants them to know is this abundance isn't bad at all. But when abundance starts to take up so much space in our hearts and in our minds that we forget the God who provided them, then these blessings become a problem. And then when we start to think of ourselves as the source of our own wealth and start to believe that we can make ourselves self-sufficient, that is when prosperity becomes deadly. So, Thanksgiving is a driving class for us, teaching us how to handle abundance. And the number one lesson that Moses has for us is this: remember with gratitude where it all comes from. God is the one who blesses. Not your job, not the economy, not the government, not even your brains, your education, or your hard work, because all of those are ultimately gifts from God in the first place. No, every bit of abundance that we have is a gift from the God who wants us to live in joy and delight and abundance. And more than that, all those things are gifts that are designed to remind us and draw us closer to the good and perfect giver. Think about it like this. You'd be worried, wouldn't you, if a young woman was more in love with her diamond engagement ring than she was with the man who gave it to her? This would be a problem, right? Well, when we focus on all of our material gifts without a relationship of thankfulness to the one who provides them, we're in the same boat. Or to use the other image, we're like a race car driver flooring the gas with no hands on the wheel. But when we remember who gave it all to us, then we can learn how to handle that speedster called abundance. Moses says, don't neglect the commandments. Now, all those laws that he will go on to give through the rest of Deuteronomy can be summed up, at least according to Jesus, with love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Now, Moses might have put it a little differently, saying, worship God alone, live a holy life, and create a just and merciful society. But it's the same thing. And none of that is possible if we don't remember the Lord. Putting God first. Loving people more than stuff. Caring more about those who have less than us than we do about our own comfort. Being fearless when it comes to trusting God and being brave when it comes to speaking and acting on behalf of others, that's how you drive the race car of prosperity. That's how you speed around the track with freedom and joy. Now, the honest truth is, we all fall short of that. Not just as a society, but as individuals, because what is society anyways other than a group of individuals? We forget just how blessed we really are. And we obsess about wanting more. We seek out Black Friday deals more than we do justice. We worry about our own benefits, but don't stand up for those who face injustice or lack mercy because of their skin color, or their language, or their immigrant status. We forget the Lord. And so the car careens around the track, threatening not only us, but also the most vulnerable in our world. We may forget, but the Lord has not forgotten us. Just as we have entered into a land of abundance, the Lord has come into our land as well. And where the fiery wreck of a car crash threatens to consume us, the Lord steps in, dying in our place. We may have forgotten mercy and justice, but Jesus hasn't. We may act like we can get along just fine without God, but God doesn't abandon us. So this Thanksgiving, take a driving lesson. Learn to handle life's abundance by thanking God. Not just for material blessings, but for the forgiveness and the love that He gives us in Christ. And then, let Jesus take the wheel. He'll get you around the track just fine. And when He is driving, you can enjoy the ride without any guilt or fear or regret. Give thanks to the Lord God indeed. For it is His desire for you to live in blessing and delight, and His love is for all people, and His love endures forever. Amen.